Chicks and Roosters, it's Edie, and Leia is going to be solo this week. I don't know if many of you know this, but Hall & Oates did have a song, or they do have a song called Go Solo, and Leia is following that. I was unable to record with her this week because of a dreadful sinus infection. And then, believe it or not, I lost my voice. I wasn't even able to complete my read aloud on Friday with my students. It was tragic. So let's all sit back and listen to Leia's beautiful voice and really soak in what she has to tell you. See you next week.
Yes, you are going to need to soak in my wise words. Well, I'm actually not sure I have a lot of wisdom to impart, but oh, I do have a lot of soaking I'd be happy to talk about, because it is cold here in Beijing, where I live and work as an international school teacher, and the bathtub has been my go-to venue in the evenings lately.
We're the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Just one this week, spiffing up your bathing habits.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Is this a satisfying thought?
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
My solo tip of the week is to set up your bathroom like a spa. And I know we've talked about this a little bit before, and this is particular to your bathtub. So I have a bath tray. Is that what it's called? The thing that you fit across your tub that you can retract or make longer or shorter. It spans my tub and it has enough room for a beverage of my choice. Popcorn, of course, though popcorn does get soggy when you drop it in the tub, but you know, I deal with it. And a device. And I know I shouldn't admit it, but I often perch my computer on my retractable bath tray, though some people think I'm insane to have it hovering above the water like that. I will say I am very, very careful, and I do always intend safety for myself and my computer during my time in the tub. But this bath tray is just essential to my happiness and my intense comfort in the tub. I'm also a fan of a good bath pillow, though you might actually have a fancy tub that renders that unnecessary. I live in a rented apartment here in Beijing with a pretty basic bathroom, so I try to do my best to make my tub as comfortable as humanly possible. And I would say that a bubble bath always helps make a good soak more private, in case you have little ones, or you just want to be private from yourself. I have to say, I don't love looking at myself floating in the tub, so, you know, the bubbles just kind of make it more private, demure, and, you know, and it's kind of romantic, and yeah, whatever, right? Okay, so bubble bath. I don't have a preferred bubble bath brand. You may, and I'd love to hear about it on the Chit Chat Coop. I'll even use shampoo if that's all I've got hanging around. But I shouldn't even be saying that. Oh, it's horrible. Bath foam, whatever. But send in your recommendations, folks. I'm afraid I'm not doing so well with this tip. I do have other amenities that I like to have in the bathroom for my baths. If you've listened to this show much, you know that I am a lamp fanatic. I will never have overhead lights on in any room if possible. So I also have a lovely little lamp in my bathroom that is always casting a beautiful glow. But I do have a few little IKEA candles as well, like the ones that you put a battery in, which cast quite a lovely glow, I must say, for a battery-operated candle. And aromatherapy, also a nice touch. And I am partial to lemon verbena these days. That's my tip, folks, and I'm sticking to it. In fact, after I podcast today, I may be hopping in the tub.
I'm curious, Leia. Do you hear a campfire?
Oh, do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning, draw nearer, draw nearer, in the glowing, come sing and be merry.
It's time for Campfire Chat!
So, I know that we are already midway through the month, and I'm not planning on doing resolutions this year, but I always do love a fresh start. I love a fresh start every day, in fact. But there is one thing that has consistently helped me and in over the last several years, in fact, and that is questioning my thoughts with a very simple question, and that is this a satisfying thought? Just that question, is this a satisfying thought? Because when I ask myself that question, I'm able to start thinking better ones. And I often find that my first thoughts are not satisfying. It takes me a few tries. I am a born pessimist and a learned optimist. And my optimism has actually been sorely tried, as I'm sure many of yours has during this current pandemic. It seems that pessimism and pandemics go hand in hand. And so I'm really endeavoring to get back to the question that I ask myself consistently, like 50 times a day or more, is this a satisfying thought? And if it isn't a satisfying thought, I consciously change it. I ask myself, what's a better feeling thought, or what's the next best thought? And then I can sort of travel back up that emotional scale into better feeling territory. So even if I wake up in the morning and I go, oh my gosh, it's Monday, I can say, well, that's not satisfying. So what's good about a Monday? Oh, it's a fresh start. I get to do this on Mondays. I'm going to go have a beautiful cup of coffee, and I'll add some milk today to my coffee instead of drinking it black. But anyway, just realizing that it isn't satisfying, I can move into what is satisfying, right? Does that make sense? What's a better feeling thought? So just moving on up the scale. So the other thing, though, that you can do if you find yourself not having a satisfying thought is to actually change your venue if you can, or do something different. So when you're actually like really caught up in knots with thoughts that are not pleasing you, that are depressing you, making you upset, or getting you into sort of a swirl, an emotional swirl, I think it's good to just escape. And some people might say, well, no, you shouldn't escape, but to put that thought aside, to leave it aside and do something else that brings you pleasure. So, I always actually try to have a fun TV show on the go, a great book that I'm reading that is not stressful in the least. I like other books as well, but something that's just fun and pleasurable to read, and podcasts that are also enjoyable. Okay, so then I have that waiting for me, and I know those are go-to things that are just on the ready. So, for example, with TV, for me, my go-to shows, well, I have one right now that I'm not going to tell you about because I'm saving it for the next episode, but I love just some of the tried and true shows like Friends and Seinfeld. Charlotte loves Modern Family, and actually I quite enjoy watching Modern Family too. It just cheers me up immediately. As for books, I actually found a site called 50 Fun Books to Read When Life is Overwhelming. And so I'll share that link in the show notes and on the Chit Chat Coop and Facebook. But there's some great recommendations there right now. Dawn and I are presently reading a book called A Dog's Life about dogs and their sniffing life. And there are some pretty phenomenal facts about dogs, like how they smell like a trillion times more acutely than we do. You wouldn't even believe it. And honestly, there's really nothing stressful about learning why dogs are obsessed with smelling shit. Literally. As for fun podcasts, obviously this one, but I don't actually like listening to myself speak. Well, I am a teacher, so maybe I do, but, you know, I don't actually listen to the podcast after I've recorded and edited it. So I'm presently enjoying Best to the Nest. I've always been a huge fan of Satellite Sisters, and I am starting to listen to a podcast called Call Your Girlfriend, which is also a whole lot of fun. So keep listening to us and have us queued up for when you need a break from your thoughts. So here's the thing. I think it's not our circumstances that usually need to change. It's actually what you're thinking about your circumstances, or what you're thinking about anyway, right? But often it's our circumstances. Someone's hell can be someone else's heaven. And that was brought home to us when we went on a trip to Las Vegas and the Grand Canyon 3 summers ago. So Charlotte, of the four of us, Charlotte loved Vegas. The rest of us, Emily, our daughter who's now in grade 10, she was, I guess, in grade 6 or something at the time, and Dawn and myself, we were all kind of horrified by the commercialism and the superficiality of it, but I was just all over it in every way. And so actually her joy helped us to change our thinking, because we were greatly unsatisfied, and we had some days that we needed to stay there because we had a flight out. So we started people watching, and we got into the groove of it. And when our thoughts weren't satisfying, we did some things to change them. We made plans and we changed our actions. So we ended up booking a comedy show. Charlotte and I went and got manicures. Dawn and Emily went go-kart racing, and we visited the Mafia Museum. We did a bunch of fun stuff, and it ended up being a really enjoyable time. And we found all these great Asian restaurants in the strip malls outside of Vegas that we were affordable to us and we loved. Like, we kind of became Asian foodie eaters while we were there, and that was a fun adventure too. So we felt like we were stuck there initially, but we got ourselves unstuck because we decided to change our thinking. And funnily enough, our next stop after Vegas was the Grand Canyon. Emily and Dawn and I loved it, and Charlotte hated it so much. And we just finished dinner here in Beijing, and we were talking about it tonight. And Charlotte actually claimed that she didn't even remember going there. And we were like trying to jog her memory, and she said, "Do you mean like that big orange hole in the ground?" Yep, that's it. So obviously she was not quite able to turn it around for herself into a satisfying thought or experience. So another thing that can be very unsatisfying, maybe the biggest thing, is our self-talk. Shockingly, self-talk is seldomly satisfying, at least in my life. I would say that people probably view me as a pretty positive person as I flit through the periphery of their lives. But, you know, if you could see the inward me, you would see that I'm someone who easily goes to places that are, I don't know, pretty deeply self-critical and even maybe self-indulgent. I'm not even proud of saying this, but I just wonder sometimes, why am I thinking about myself so much? You know, I obsess about whether I've eaten more than I think is appropriate for someone who's like nearly 57 years old and has, a rapidly degenerating metabolism. I question my body, you know, why haven't I morphed into a Barbie version of me? You know, like, come on, I'm not going to, right? Yet still I persist in this nonsense, this negative body image talk that is not satisfying in the least. And I just wonder, why would I waste any of my brain power on these self-critical thoughts when I've lived in this body and with this brain for so many years? It's ridiculous. So anyway, I actually road tested my, is this a satisfying thought, on my inner body critic just a few days ago. And in this regard, my pants, all the pants pretty much, other than my sweatpants in my closet, do not presently fit me. Obviously, this is not a satisfying thought, and one might even say that it begs a New Year's resolution. My initial thoughts are, oh, I'm so fat, this sucks, things like that, right? You know the places that we can go to. I just thought, turn this around, girl, because you're not going to be thin tomorrow and you're probably not going to be thin next week and you might never be thin, but certainly you can fit back into the pants in your closet. But in the meantime, what am I going to do, right? So I just thought, well, what can I do to feel better? Well, I shopped my closet and I actually found about 5 flattering outfits. They all look great and I have them set aside so I can wear them to work and I can switch them up, and I've got some good scarves and shoes and whatnot that go with these staples in my closet that are going to work really well. And then I also thought, you know what, I can look forward to wearing those pants again because I am going to fit into them fairly soon. Not next week, but fairly soon. And in the interim, maybe another satisfying thought is to treat myself to a pair right now that fits beautifully and that is in my present beautiful size. So, right? Right? I don't need to squeeze myself into something that doesn't fit if I can afford to go and buy myself another little something that fits well in terms of the pants department. So there's your example of this week for me and my negative self-talk, particularly about my body image. I suspect we'd all be truly amazed if we counted how many times we put ourselves down in the course of the day and, we just indulge these thoughts that are truly negative. For me, saying, this is who I am, and I'm going to fully accept and love myself, and really meaning it like to the soles of my feet, is something that I've not yet been able to do. I haven't reached that state of evolution yet. But it interests me to no end that I can easily accept and love almost all other folks on the planet without judgment about most things, not quite all of them. And I don't have all of these, oh, I'll accept you if bargains, yet the voice in my head just, beleaguers me with comments of inadequacy about my appearance, my brain power, my effort, my efficacy, my skills, my talents. It's endless where I can go with it. But I think, here's what I think, if we can start to notice what the critical self is saying, that may just be the beginning of a new reality. We're here on this planet, I think, in our own bodies, with our own thoughts. And if we can begin to hear and then question our thoughts, especially the ones that are neither kind nor fruitful to ourselves, then perhaps we can move forward towards acceptance and happiness. So I'm thinking that that question, is this a satisfying thought, can bring us back to ourselves in an authentic way where we can then make a conscious decision to come up with a better reality and think a better thought. Something that empowers us and doesn't bring us down, but lifts us up. And in doing so, I think it actually lifts other people up too. So in closing, friends, may your thoughts be satisfying. And when they're not, may you go back and adjust them so that they are. This, I believe, is how we get to a happy new year, which I wish for all of you and for me. This week, your challenge is to challenge your own thoughts and make them more satisfying to you. So, check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to Edie's Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. And plus, if you haven't already, make sure to join our private Facebook group, The Chit Chat Coop. This is where you can answer the Chit Chat Challenge of the Week and interact with a bunch of other positive people. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck!